When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers, bowling like we're Kyrie.
How many songs you think Kyrie's name is in?
A lot, man.
A lot, huh?
A lot.
Whose name is in more songs, Steph Curry or Kyrie?
Ooh, good one.
Steph. I would say Steph.
But the thing is,
right now,
I would say Steph.
I feel like Kyrie, but I could be wrong.
There's something so interesting.
Because Drake, like, has Drake ever said Kai's name? I don't think Drake, but Drake is like taking.
You know how many songs there are out, though, that I've never, like, not everything, you know what I mean? Like, that blew up but didn't blow up huge that maybe I didn't even hear or that I can't think of where they're slipping Kyrie or Steph in there?
Because Kobe was hot. Shaq was in there a bunch back in the day.
MJ, of course.
Yeah,
back
MJ's
in the day.
Was in there.
I would probably say Steph is probably the most like relevant name used in hip hop lyrics now.
Steph,
you might be right. I don't know.
You know, there are three players when Kyrie's name. They talk about the crossover. They talk about AI, right?
Yeah.
They talk about guys that he kind of came in the league with, and they compare to. I think Lillard was that guy for a while, but Kyrie's skills package, like Lillard's personality, different. You wanted Kyrie's skills package. You want. But Kyrie and Steph are, like, for some reason, they're linked in a certain way.
See, I don't think they are.
I think they are.
Because it was NBA Finals, man.
Yeah.
A lot of those NBA Finals battles that they had.
Yeah, and also both known for the handles, both known
for
the...
I got into debates about this.
Yeah.
And this is a question I would love to ask. Who has the best handles in the league? You taking Kyrie, you taking Steph?
Kyrie.
Well, there's a lot of people on the Steph train. And I got... my boy, Famous Lowe's, put me onto this, like, 2-3 years ago. So you see Steph, like the ball seems like it's loose.
Yes, that's why I like Kyrie.
So Kyrie's is more compact, but yo, Steph's, it ain't loose. It's on a yo-yo. It's just a different, he is the shot factor, that quick slingshot. So it adds an element to the handle that is different, that Kai doesn't have the slingshot, the quick release. Like Kai raises up on you more like a Ray Allen, not saying he's Ray Allen, but you know, like a raise, like the lift on the shot, whereas it's different. But those are top two handles in the league
The way I would describe it is like, the way to my eye, Jay, you tell me, it looks to me like Steph has enough guts, same way he had the big imagination to shoot from the parking lot. He has enough guts, and his handles are good enough where I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
And I think the ball will be there, and so will I, and it'll be – whereas Kyrie, it looks, like you say, yo-yo. It is on a string. Kyrie, to me, has more – it looks to my eyeballs like it has more control.
Kyrie is like poetry. Like
precise.
It's like poetry.
Yeah.
It's you watch it, you're like, damn.
It's nuts. Nothing's by accident.
Steph for me is like, you have to wait, let me rewind. What the hell? Did he just
man, both did he do that on purpose? Yeah.
Yeah, both of them look crazy. Even John look crazy. Them dudes, John all them little
too.
Dudes look crazy.
John look crazy too.
Man, even my man in Atlanta, Trae Young look crazy. Them little dudes all look crazy when they dribbling the ball.
Yeah.
I wonder what you look like, Jay, when you was dribbling.
I ain't look like that.
365 lyrics, according to some search that someone just did,
have
Kyrie Irving in it. 1,010 have Steph. This is versus lyric. This is via lyrics.com. So almost three times
that's
as
saying,
many.
Steph, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I was saying Steph. I'm like, Kyrie.
Isn't that kind of like different from what like you would associate Steph with? But that goes to show you like how basketball is so culturally relevant.
But Steph to me. Been on top for so long. And I know Kyrie's been on top, but not on top.
Yeah.
Kyrie's been like the main, Steph's been like the main guy. You know, Kyrie done bounced from team to team. Steph been stuck in Golden State.
Two things that are very easy to understand is shooting, right? There's something about the pure shooter, and Kyrie can shoot the lights out, but Steph's the greatest shooter of all time, and winning. So Steph's got all these championships, and he's the greatest shooter of all time. That is easy to understand.
And you know what else gives him a golden nugget? His kids. His kids give him a golden nugget. Where people kind of like identify with, that you always see him with his kids,
seen him grow up,
the wife. It's just,
you've seen the kids grow up before your eyes.
Yeah. You can identify with that for sure.
Would one championship, which they haven't gotten yet together, be enough for KD and Kyrie? Would one be enough?
I mean, look, they would want more, but if they got one, yeah. Because then realistically, you can say it was worth it to win a championship. Like, it was worth all the hoopla that we went through to get to this point to win one. And then if you're KD, all these things people say, well, you got to go get, okay, I got one of my own now.
You're Shaq territory now, where Shaq got those with Kobe, and then he got one by himself before Kobe went and got two without
him. Like I said earlier, you got Kobe got his, Shaq got his, LeBron went back to Cleveland to get his without Dwayne Wade and them. So now you got him leaving to go to Brooklyn. He got his after Curry got his. One will be plenty.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. When he gets it, if he gets it, is pivotal, right? Because, I mean, if Steph and these guys repeat and they don't, like that's what I'm saying. If Golden State keeps winning more, even on the back, and you're like, all right, he got it, but damn, look, Steph got 5-6. Like, it turns into the greatest dynasty of all time conversation.
I think he's competing with LeBron.
So here's the twist.
Who, Steph or KD?
Steph will be with LeBron in the long run. Steph will.
Steph is, not KD.
Well, if KD, you say if one enough for him and Kyrie, let's say he gets, instead of one, he gets two or three.
Who? Now,
like KD. KD? What if KD ended on?
Well, he's going to have to get that. He's going
to
have to have
to
run.
Yeah, he's a little far away.
Getting a little old now.
If he gets two or three, though, then you're having a conversation. He ends up with four or five on the same par as LeBron. Then you start saying, is KD like top five?
Top three?
Top six,
maybe, yeah.
Greatest players of all time.
Slick Maxie.
Yeah.
So.
It's by the way.
If Maxie.
If Maxie. Yeah.
He wins one, but doesn't get the MVP. What do you have to say? What do you
He already has two finals MVP.
No, however, by itself.
However, no, Max he is at, he is absolutely
See, I know
Max right.
I've been with him long enough.
Why are you leading this man to that?
He is absolutely
I
right.
What he's going to say.
No, no, hold on. Let me ask you, Jay. Let me go into more detail on what Key just said, where it takes my mind, okay? So he wins one with Kyrie. But in the moment of truth, the reason Kyrie gets MVP and not KD is because all the big shots late in games, KD is deferring or getting a little cold from outside, whatever it is, and Kyrie starts lighting it up. And you just get the feeling afterwards like KD helped bring them all the way there but couldn't close the way Kyrie could. Would that not affect the versus no. KD also closed the deal?
No, because KD already has two finals MVPs.
But on a team that couldn't lose, Jay.
Okay, but what is – if you have one of the greatest closers – to ever play the game in Kyrie, if he wants to take those big shots. Also, KD can take those shots too. But for some reason, Kyrie makes those shots because he starts cooking. He gets hot. You're going to penalize KD?
No. But it's the feeling you'll get. You can tell. Hold up. Look, watch.
All I did was ask the question.
When LeBron was passing in that first Dallas series when he was on the Heat, there's a difference between making the right basketball play and you're abdicating responsibility, right?
So LeBron,
depends how it feels.
LeBron carried Kyrie and Cleveland, right? Not carried Kyrie, but like they carried their team. He was the main guy for Cleveland to get a championship. That game seven, that dagger Rashad he hits, does that diminish what LeBron James has done to lead them there?
No. No, it doesn't diminish it. But we're not talking about diminishing. It only diminishes it versus the alternative where he also did that. And what I'm saying is when you're comparing guys to LeBron, if KD is eventually going to be compared to LeBron, Jordan, these guys, then you start looking for these tiny
little things. So in other words, every single championship that Michael Jordan won, he was the MVP, correct?
Yes.
Easy.
So that's kind of what –
That's the bar.
Max take Jordan, take Jordan out. I'll take Jordan out of it. Okay, that's not fair.
LeBron,
take Jordan out.
Everyone he won, he was the MVP, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy also. So and by the way, some of them he didn't win. He should have been MVP. Yeah. Let's be honest.
So I think that's what Max is – I think that's what Max is saying about comparing LeBron and KD.
That's who KD's compared to.
See, I would say if Steph keeps winning, now the shifting to LeBron, and I've distanced myself from KD, and now the conversation shifts to LeBron, even though
that's what Jay was saying.
So far out in front of him.
No, you're saying with Steph.
With Steph.
Yeah, that's what Jay's been saying. Yeah, that the real rival is
LeBron.
Steph
is so far out in front of Steph.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. To me, even if Steph were to win two more, I still look at there being a sizable gap between LeBron James and Stephen Curry as players.
What if Steph? What if LeBron?
Six versus four.
Let me give you if Kellerman here. Let me give you if for Keyshawn, Jay Will, and if What if LeBron is still playing at a very high level, like what he's been playing at recently? Maybe not his very best ever, but like MVP caliber. And he meets up with Steph in the finals once or twice more. And Steph, now as a fully mature player, gets him. What about then? Because one of the reasons I feel LeBron is ahead is because he was just better when they met up.
But now I'm evaluating LeBron at 37, 38, 39 years old. And I
can't do it.
It's like a little bit to you on the Michael Jordan path. Like, you know, later in his career, it wasn't the same.
Jerry Rice with the Denver
It wasn't the same, man. You can't do that.
That's why I'm saying if he's still playing at a high level,
evaluate Jerry Rice when he was with the Raiders. Like, come on, man.
Reginald in Texas has something to say.
What up, Reggie?
Trotsky. Is it Trotsky or Trotsky? I hope it's not Trotsky. Reginald. Is it Trotsky in Alabama?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, Trotsky. How you doing, Trotsky. Man?
What's going on? What's up, Trotsky?
Hey, I got two statements. Now, the second statement is directly for you, Jay Will, because I need your opinion on this. Okay. But first things first, I think KD, I don't think he could leave if he wanted to, because if he caught a bunch of slack on that going to a 73-win team, if he left now, I think it would be worse than the first time. But, Jay Will, let me ask you this. I think KD is built different. Just hear me out. Okay, you put Kyrie on a Kobe or a Michael team. Michael and Kobe would have been like, hey, Kyrie, get your blankety-blank eye here, because Mike and Kobe were obsessed with championships. I think KD built different. I think he just wants championships. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Trotsky. Like, also – I wonder how Kobe or Michael would have been able to try to manage the relationship with Kyrie. I think one of the secret keys to how KD is, he understands how to communicate to Kyrie. It may not be the way that people in the media may want him to clap back, but they do have a relationship where they talk about difficult things. But it's not as an aggressive as a tone that I think you might have had with other players.
What about
sometimes? You know what I mean? Sometimes though, Jay. Haven't been in these locker rooms.
Me too.
And take it.
Me too. Oh,
if was in a locker room, take a different approach.
Yeah.
I was the type of leader that I didn't necessarily do it on the field. I was a sidebar dude. I catch you in the locker room and light a match to your ass. Okay. Or I might come pick you up at your house and we getting ready to go for a ride and we gonna chop it up at Cheesecake Factory, and we're going
to
eat.
Yeah, I mean, you did that to me earlier. You're like, yo, look, blah, 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 blah. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because I don't need to do it in front of everybody, but I'm going to light a match to you one-on-one.
You know,
is Kevin that way? Because I kind of understand, what was his name, Trotsky?
Yeah, Trotsky, yeah.
Trotsky.
Trotsky.
Why am I laughing? I can see what he mean, though. Where Michael and them, they let everybody know.
But you know what else he said? Like, and this, so KD, he said he wants to win it. Basically, he doesn't need to win it, right? He wants to. I think that was the distinction being made. MJ definitely gave me the feeling like he needed to. Like, it was if he didn't win a championship, it's the end of his world,
right? Don't get it twisted. KD.
He needs it?
I think when you get to a certain level, need is an operative word, right? For somebody like, you need it, like you. For me, need means I can't live without it. Like I'm
right, but I remember KD early in his career.
I didn't need to. I just needed one. Whenever I got the one, cool.
Now you're a champion.
I'm cool. I just need the one. I was going to do anything to get that one.
I feel like I needed multiple.
Do you remember early in KD's career? Not that early either. On OKC, I think it was like around 15 or 16 when they had a squad. I remember KD and Russ. I think it was KD who said it. That basketball's not his whole life. And I remember thinking, it's interesting because not every superstar has got to be a carbon copy of the other.
But there are the killer
scoring champion guys. In my lifetime, it went from Larry Bird to Michael Jordan, to Kobe Bryant, to KD in terms of the killers, score, going to lead the league in all the points and everything. And Bird and MJ and Kobe, very similar. You got the feeling like they were miserable if they didn't win a championship. Like it was attached to their whole lives. That's the feeling I got.
Well, it doesn't mean it hurts less for
I was going to say that.
For KD. Yeah.
For KD. Corey in New York, what's up?
Hi, Kiwi.
What up, Corey?
Man, what's up with this dude, man?
Hey, guys.
I love Corey. You always got the cows in the background, man. You're always grinding, yeah, brother.
What's up, Corey?
Hey, I got a dumb question to ask you guys. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I got a dumb question, and I have a Kyrie question. My dumb question is, hey, Max.
Yes.
At the end of the segment of your show, the shows, what does perv mean?
What is what?
Well, at the end, when you go purr.
Oh, yes. I'm saying peace.
Peace, not perv. Not definitely not.
Yeah, but
perf.
How would you know it's peace the way I say it? Perf. He's right. I would wonder. Perf. That's a good question, actually. I'm saying peace, like I'm out.
Perf.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Kyrie, I hope the Nets keep him because I'm a Laker fan. I do not want Kyrie. We need a defensive guy, and Kyrie does not help. We could score all the points we can, but still, we're not going to stop anyone. So I'd rather have a Beal or a Levine or a.
On what team?
Somebody
else. On the Lakers?
Yeah.
I mean, if you put Kyrie with LeBron and AD and them dudes stayed healthy,
he'll be all right. He'll play
most.
Stupid.
It'd be ridiculous.
All day long, and he can shoot.
Yeah, that's the main thing. The main thing about
LeBron James, AD pick and roll.
The most underrated thing about Kyrie is how great a shooter he is. Kyrie is a great shooter, and that's the most underrated thing about his game.
See, Legs was on with us 30 minutes ago or whatever it was. And I asked him about Kyrie joining the Lakers, and if he can which one between KD and LeBron, he will win a championship faster. And he said the Lakers. Mm-hmm. He said the Lakers, but we all believe that him and KD can make magic together. Why would he say the Lakers then?
Because, I mean, probably it could be faster with the Lakers, but, I mean, this is like Frank Sinatra, man. These guys want to do it their way. You got to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the only way they're going to get respect. If Kyrie leaves and goes to LeBron, there are narratives that follow him about KD that he'll never be able to, like ghosts, he'll never be able to get rid of. And same with KD. That's why I said these two are intertwined. They're locked together.
Brandon in South Carolina. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Now, I just want to thank you guys. I'm glad to call your show. I listen to it every morning, and I just got to think to myself, the Nets are going to get rid of Kyrie. If I'm KD, I want out. And if I want out, go to Miami. Go with Jimmy, pair up with him, best duos in the whole NBA. And you, if you the Miami Heat, Pat Riley, you make it happen. You get rid of everybody except Jimmy. You got to get rid of Bam, Tyler, Duncan, Kyle Lowry. You make it happen. You got the organization to get the pieces to make it work. You got the coach. It's a match made in heaven.
Can't follow LeBron, though.
Hasn't enough time passed, though?
He's still playing. LeBron is still playing.
Otherwise, it's a pretty good idea. It's not such a bad idea.
But then you can't
follow. Now it's like, oh, you're doing everything LeBron did.
Max, you're a narrative guy. I mean, you're telling
me. Narrative guy? You mean super narrative.
Chomping at the bit. Yeah. If Kevin Durant was like, it didn't work out in Brooklyn. I made the wrong decision.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
You know really what it would say to me more than anything? Pat Riley is that dude. When you talk about. Like, it's more than just a coach. When you talk about the greatest NBA powers ever, if KD wound up on Miami, it'd be like, hold on. Not only is Pat Riley in the first tier of coaches, he's in the first tier of everything. Like, it would just, to me, it'd be huge commentary on Pat Riley if KD went down there. Joey in Detroit.
Hello, how you doing?
What up, Joe?
What's the deal, man? Say, I like to see KD and the Nets stay whole for real, but at the same time, though, because all they need is one. You feel what I'm saying? Not to validate no skill or nothing, because they skill, but just KD leadership and everything. But then I like to see Ka go to the Lakers, too, because I love to see Bron and Ka go up against the Warriors again, because Steph's my favorite player, but you got to give it to Ka with the handles. He crazy with that junk. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we feel you.
No question.
We talking about that before.
My guy.
Nick in New Jersey, what's good?
Joey, that just flowed right out.
Hey, guys. All right, 2 points. Number one, when y'all started that discussion about references in songs for lyrics, Key, you said Kyrie was the first. And then when they came out, when they said that Steph was three times more referenced, you switch it up. So I saw that. All right,
I'm going
to point that out. But my bigger point is this. Kyrie is literally walking himself out of the NBA with all this stuff. He's running out of places to go. He ran himself out of Cleveland, Boston, and if this thing happens in New York, in Brooklyn, That's a problem, man. And I'm concerned about wherever he goes. And I'm a Laker fan. I don't want that drama. I know it sells tickets and it's going to, you know, the news story is going to go through the roof. But we don't need that in L.A. We about championships. We're not about all that drama. Kyrie, for you look, whatever you want to call it, whatever reason it is, the dude brings drama. And at some point, I feel like NBA historians, former NBA players, and contemporary NBA players are going to be like, you know what? This dude is enough with this guy.
There's definitely a strong feeling out there. A lot of people you hear that sentiment from, that for all of Kyrie's obvious, ridiculous talent and skill, there's a lot of drama around him to the point where it becomes counterproductive.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There ain't no better place for him than with KD, who also has like chaos a little bit. The way KD can handle chaos is really different, man. Like, he doesn't have, even though people may see his ups and downs via social media and how he claps back at people, like him in person, he doesn't have a lot of ups and downs, man. It's not like that.
What I would love to see about KD and Kyrie winning a championship in Brooklyn is the world is a more interesting place when not everyone has to do everything the exact same way. Like, the same reason I was hoping, like, you know, Johnny Manziel would be a great quarterback, right? Like, I understand.
I didn't say anything.
The world's more interesting when not everything has to be cookie cutter. You know what I mean? So if they could make it work, and KD is not exactly the person that everyone was kind of hoping he would be, or exactly the type of dude that fit into people's kind of square pegs, right? And Kyrie does things that some people don't. If they still won like that, it would be more interesting.
When does Kyrie need to make a decision, Jay?
I think free agency starts the week after the draft, so next week.
So he needs to opt in or opt out or whatever he's going to do within a week.
Pretty soon.
So you have an answer.
Lee in New York, what you got?
Lee
in New York.
Lee in
Jeff. Good morning, fellas.
What's going on?
There he is.
Listen, I feel bad for KD because Kyrie is not showing that brotherly love like KD is showing to Kyrie. And if not for the fact that KD wanted Kyrie to come and play with him, KD would be a New York Knick instead of going to Brooklyn. But he only went to Brooklyn because he wanted Kyrie with him. So Kyrie need to show that brotherly love, okay, and just hang in there with him.
Lee, you're not wrong.
Yeah, he should, but also he shouldn't give up $100 million. You know, like, KD wouldn't be his man if he was like, yeah, you should pass on that $100 million, you know?
If that's what they're trying to do,
yeah,
to him.
I don't think
KD. Right, I understand. I'm throwing it out there.
KD wanted to get every penny.
And by the way,
just
because there's a headline out there that, like, you know, oh, it's not working, that doesn't mean that it's not going to work. This is negotiations, man. Like, sometimes things are leaked to get what you want. It doesn't mean it's going to happen that way.
I don't know what you're talking about. Everything ever in the media is always true, Jay. And you should know this by now. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance.
No, Keyshawn, J. Will, and If.
And If is presented.
If
is actually fifth. Presented by Progressive
if
Insurance.
If was a fifth.
How real is it that Kyrie ends up on a new team next season? You're going to hear our answer next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, it's Greeny, and we're jam-packed on Tuesday, looking back on Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final and cleaning up all that remains from a fabulous NBA finish. We'll see you then. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, Pat Costello is going to host Real or Not Real because we can all play. Real or not, who will play for a new team to start the season? Take it away, Pat.
Let's go, Pat.
Kyrie Irving, Jay, let's start with you. Will play for a new team next at the start of next season, real or not real?
Not real, man. He's going to play for the Brooklyn Nets. Everybody is blowing this whole thing out of proportion. Look, he's going to get his money. Him, KD, and Ben Simmons are going to run it back for a chance to win a chip.
Not real, man. Why is everybody blowing this out of proportion? I mean, look at it.
That's not KD, even how my voice sounds.
The worst.
Say that was
ass.
You. I just said KD and those guys are going to run it
real,
back, man.
I don't talk with a
brother.
What if? Just kidding. Not real. Kyrie's going to stay in Brooklyn. They'll pay him.
This guy Keyshawn, man, he's different.
Jay, Russell Westbrook, real or not real, will play for a new team at the start of next season.
Not real. Who's going to take Russ? Who's going to take him? Like, I look. At the end of the day, I think Russ, LeBron, and AD are going to run it back.
Jay, why when Key imitated you in a certain kind of way, your voice got a little more gruff just then.
Yeah, I had to add some
aggression. I did. I saw you added some aggression.
Yeah.
There was some testosterone around the top of
that. Not real. Brooke is staying in L.A. Darwin Ham's ready to coach him up, get him to buy in and do what they want him to do. We good. And Max still believes that the second half for him is coming.
Real. I think they're going to move him in a, like, say, a three-team trade. Like, you keep bringing up Brogdon. If they want to move Brogdon, it may not be, like, directly to a team, but in a three-team deal, could you get Westbrook, who becomes an expiring contract this year, for Brogdon and something, maybe, with a draft pick in there?
Westbrook
maybe?
Is going to be the highest-paid player in the league this year, man.
Real. Okay, go ahead.
Get your money, Brody.
Key, let's start with you on this one. James Harden will play for a new team at the start of the season. Real or not real?
Not real.
Thank you
not
for
real.
Saying that.
They're getting ready to turn it in.
Nothing's going to change
Philadelphia
at all,
getting ready to give them that money, man.
Yeah.
Back up the Brinks truck.
Yeah, I would say not really. They're going to give them the bag. They might cut down a couple of pennies here and there, but I'm more so looking to see if Philly goes after Bradley Beal.
Real, because Daryl Morey, that's his dude. He's going to stay there.
All right, Jay. Bradley Beal will play for a new team.
He's going to be there, yeah.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah. New team at the start of the season, real or not real, Jay? Bradley Beal.
Real. If you sat down and you listened to that interview he had with Taylor Rooks, my man already has a plan on where he's going to be. He's just not letting anybody know it yet, but we're about to find out next week.
I would say real.
Yeah, if Jay is that confident, real.
All right, Jay, we'll start
with you
again.
You have to see how confident he looks right now. As soon as Key imitated him,
I said that one.
He's getting aggressive.
Real,
he's chewing on a straw like it's a toothpick, and he's a crime
boss.
That's what
we do.
No,
you
look
like toothpick straws.
Yeah.
He's
in an aggressive posture even right now. He's very confident.
Wait, how did Jay sound?
Not real, man.
Great. Donovan Mitchell, Jay, at the start of next season, will play for a new team, real or not real.
Wait, how'd I sound again?
Not real, man.
Guy's an ass.
So, Jay, listen. Oh, sorry. I thought there were two of you for a second, Jay. I didn't know.
He will start the beginning of next season in Utah?
Will play for a new team at the start of next season,
it's
Donovan
the same
Mitchell.
Game we've been playing for.
I'll go. I know. I was trying to ask the question. Well, you're the one messing up real, not real. So I'm trying to make sure I get the right answer.
I
would say not real. I don't see him playing for Utah.
Not
the beginning
real,
of next
man.
Season. Yeah. Y'all relentless.
Wait. Then
man.
He will not be playing for Utah.
He will not be playing for Utah.
So it's real that he will play for a new team at the start of next season.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Yeah.
It's see, a good.
Max,
how long have we been
Max
doing this game?
Disrupts and disturbs
for the last
people.
4 minutes.
Key, why do you keep saying not real like that?
Not it's real, man.
Damn, Key, leave him alone.
It's real. Yeah, it's real.
It's real.
Who are we talking about again? Donovan Mitchell. Real. He's out of there.
What the hell are y'all doing,
this
man?
Dude.
Real.
Pay attention.
He's out.
He only hosts the show.
He's out. No, but not right now. Now it's Pat's job to host the show.
Well, this is, Pat, do a better job.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're playing real or not real, guys.
Wait, Pat, you got to do this.
And Max.
Wait a second. And Max.
Real or not real, on whether these players will play for a new team at the start of the next NBA season. So if it's real, that means they're going to play for a new team. If it's not real, that means they'll be staying with the
See,
team
that's
they're on.
That's the tricky thing here. Real makes it sound like they should stay somehow. But okay, they go if it's real.
And y'all supposed to be two of the smartest guys in sports. You haven't figured that out yet, according to...
I got it. I mean, once Pat gave me the dummy version of it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jordan.
Real or not real, Jay, Marcus Smart will play for a new team at the start of this season.
Not real, man. He's going to be playing for the Boston Celtics. I do think they need to look at Malcolm Brogdon, though, and search what that feels
not
like.
Not real, man.
Add a piece. Stop with...
not real, man. Mm-hmm. He will certainly play for the Celtics. I think when you look at where they finished this year in the finals, their young team that's been there before, you got to keep them together so they can make another strong run.
Not real. He'll be on the Celtics.
Kevin Durant will play for a new team at the start of next season. Real or not real?
Not real. Next question.
Not real. Next question.
Not real. Next question.
Not real, man.
He's like playing telephone. I was trying to imitate.
Nasally. Whisper down the lane.
Wait, play that again. Why does it sound so? Why is it so much nasal?
Not real, man.
So talking with nasal. His nose. Is that another nose joke?
Billy, you're so stupid.
This is a show of big noses. Let's face it. It's a fact. All three of us.
No, I don't, yeah. Wait. Hold on, Max. Well, this is a cute button nose, man.
Well,
wrong,
I don't
nose.
Know if it's button.
Got that
on
thick
this
neck.
Show. On this show, Key has the smallest nose, but that's specific to this show, Key.
You're very elongated in
yeah.
your nose.
Yep, yep. It's not. It's yeah, yeah. Sticks out from my face probably longer than it should.
You just
yeah.
got to Google neck guy Everything. Charles Dion McDowell. Just
man,
Google
you see that.
That
dude, man. Stop making fun.
That's your neck,
man. Please, that's Bart. Anyway, Pat, let's move along.
Don't deflect.
All right, last one here, guys. Real or not real, Jay, we'll start with you. Zach LaVine will start for a new team at the beginning of next season.
Pat doesn't know how to play
it. He said my nose is so long I put glasses on. It's like a librarian at the end of my nose. At the end of my nose.
Grow up!
Dude telling nose jokes. Go ahead. Let this man focus, Pat. We got to go to break. Who do we got?
No, you missed it. We're going to break now. You don't get the last one anymore.
It's not me. Key's the one telling
no,
the damn jokes,
no,
not me.
You guys ruined the game. We try to have a nice time here. You guys ruined the game. We put a lot of effort
it's
into this.
Sensitive.
Yeah, I am. This is ridiculous.
Throw your headset down
See,
and get off the seat.
See, Pat, it's not as easy as it looks.
There he goes.
All right. A very special edition of Over
down.
Or Under coming up on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Next not time. Real, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know we're supposed to be talking about other stuff, but we're just talking about movies.
Candy. Actually,
yeah, we were talking about candy. That's what led to the talk
movies.
About movies.
Candy in the movie, kind of
yeah.
together.
Are you the host or is Max?
I can't. Well, we're just
do it together. We host the show together. Actually, it starts with Keyshawn, Jay Will, and
if comes third. Yeah, I can't stay awake in like if those new like fancy movie theaters. I can't stay awake.
You can't stay awake in a movie theater.
Listen, it's dark. They have the
I'm
new ones.
Max,
they serve
I'm
you dinner.
I'm 100% with Max. I have to go. Pre 6 o'clock p.m. to get the full movie in.
Yeah, the seats recline, your legs
that,
come
man,
up.
I'm asleep.
Oh, I'm out.
And some of them, well, I haven't been in a while since the pandemic, but prior to the pandemic, you had blankets and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, they threw blankets up in?
Absolutely.
Man, we went to go see
and
Top Gun.
And they had the blankets.
That's nasty, man.
No.
Pre-pandemic.
It's still nasty.
No, in pack, they give it just like the plane, in the package, the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but are those really new blankets or are they just repackaged blankets?
Man, I have to trust. Sometimes, Jay, you have to trust the people.
You just look the other way. Before the pandemic, we looked the other way.
Exactly.
You just didn't think about it.
Yeah.
You set your ass in them seats when somebody got up out of them.
Yep.
Yeah, but I got my clothes on.
You got your clothes on with the blankets on you.
Yeah, but some people put the blankets on the neck.
I don't put it on
my
face.
Jay, do the numbers. Think about how many people have eaten dinner or whatever. You know, then they sit in those seats. Think about what's going on, right?
Let's not even talk about the seats.
Yeah.
Utensils. And you go to restaurants. Stop, yeah. Jay. Anyway, the candy bars. We were talking about Mounds, Got Nuts, now, Almond.
Almond Joy's Got Nuts, Mound don't. Remember that was
can't
the big...
eat it. Hated
which
worst
one?
Candy. Yeah. Either one of them.
Mounds is good. You don't like Mounds?
Eat the coconut with chocolate.
That's too much
delicious.
Going on.
It just is not. It
sounds busy.
I need me a Snickers.
Oh, those are good.
I need my Red Vines. Mm-hmm. I need my Reese's peanut butter cups. I don't even like the little M&M thingies.
I'm the Reese's pieces?
No, I don't like the Reese's pieces. Oh, no.
They're all good. I mean,
Kit Kats.
Kit Kat, I'll mess with a Kit Kat.
Kit Kats are cool.
But what's wrong? Put it in the freezer. Dark chocolate Kitty. with the coconut's delicious.
I hate
Mounds?
Dark chocolate, though. Oh. I don't like dark chocolate. Yeah. Mounds is like an old person candy.
Yeah, well, I mean, dark chocolate is 50.
No.
I love dark chocolate.
I like milk. Yeah, I don't like dark chocolate. Dark chocolate has a bitter taste to it.
Yeah, it's got a little edge to it.
Then you got to obviously at the movies, you got to get the popcorn.
Must get the popcorn.
By the way,
they got the movie theater popcorn now. You throw in the microwave.
Max, you like dark chocolate?
Yes, I do, Jay.
Yeah,
there
it is. Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't do microwave popcorn.
I knew you were one of us.
Why?
I'll put it in the skillet and then put the top.
Oh, yeah. Chef Key. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like microwave popcorn.
Yeah.
I don't even buy things you can't microwave anymore.
Yeah. I don't.
Chicken nuggets, anything. If it doesn't say microwave, I'm not getting it.
I probably use my microwave
just to reheat food that you cook.
10%. Mm. Air fryer, buddy.
Air fryer, yeah.
Yeah.
Air fryer.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy.
Air fryer.
I'm
There's
too
a
lazy.
Dope air fryer, Ghetto Gastro.
I get scared of the microwave nowadays.
Check out Ghetto Gastro, kid.
All of a sudden, horns growing out the back of my head.
Irradiated.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Dana in Richmond. What you got? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Y'all need to change the name of the show from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max to Keyshawn, J. Will, and If. Because, Max, you kill me with all these ifs.
You're saying if we change the name, you would like it? True, I love the if. Yeah, because why are you getting tied down to just what is?
You're safe. You're very safe. One foot in, one foot out. Doesn't have to worry.
Yeah, if.
You're
very pristine. If. Jay asked a question earlier. He's going to answer it. Is one championship enough for the Nets? Keyshawn, Jay Will, and if. More next.
Why are you looking at me like that, Max?
See where Chris Brown basically responded to Jay Will?
They didn't ask him the right type of question. They said, who is better? Nobody said that Chris Brown was better than Michael Jackson. And Chris Brown would never say that. Why would he say it?
Michael Jackson's catalog. Even if he said that, it doesn't make it true.
Michael
it's just
Jackson's
his opinion.
Catalog is off the charts.
Yeah.
We were just saying that Chris Brown could do everything that Michael Jackson
You said he was
could.
More talented.
Yeah, talented. Talented.
But
doesn't
even if
mean
Chris,
better.
Listen, even if Chris Brown thought Michael Jackson was more talented, that doesn't make it true. It's just Chris Brown's opinion. But he did discredit everything you said, Jay.
What is Chris Brown supposed to come out?
Everything you stand for.
Yeah, I'm better than Michael Jackson. That would have done great things for Chris Brown's career.
That was an RC argument, though.
Yeah.
A Ryan Clark argument.
Yeah.
Conversation.
I thought Ryan Clark made a good argument. I was against it till I actually listened to his argument. I thought that's a pretty good argument.
I don't need to listen to it to know that I'm against it.
Yeah, you just, right, of course.
Mike is Mike. I don't care.
Let's play over-under. You want to play over-under? Let's do it. All right, Pat, what do we have? This is the number of times an athlete has been in song lyrics over under?
Yes, so we did some important research back here on lyrics.com and figured out the amount of times this word has been used in song lyrics in general. So over under, Kobe has been mentioned 7,500 times.
Over.
I'm going to take 7,500 is so much, I'm going to take the under.
It's over. 10,672 times.
Kobe. I didn't even know there were 10,000 songs. Like 10,000 times.
Well, lyrics could be like multiple verses, right?
Oh, I guess that's right. Yeah. You can mention them
over. That's easy.
50
that's
times
a
in a song. Yeah. I was thinking once.
I mean,
I was
we just heard that Kyrie. They mentioned Kyrie's name like 50 times.
Yeah, we're talking about
like
times in a song.
Yeah,
my bad.
Just the chorus.
Correct. Tom Brady, over under 700 times.
Under.
Over.
Under.
Tom Brady in songs, period. Under. I'll take the under.
The amount of times they've been mentioned in lyrics. So
the number
be...
of times. Amount is if you can't count. Number is if you can. Number of times, Pat.
Jesus. All right, well, the amount of times that I'm going to get this wrong during
the
this
amount
segment.
Of water you drink. The number of times.
Over, man.
It is under. 1,059.
Over. Yes. Over for time.
Damn.
I'll let you know when to go under.
All right, I'm going to follow Keith from now on.
I'm not.
Michael Jordan, over under 2,000.
Under.
Yep, because it's a trick question. You take a number that's not that high, and it's, I'll say under also.
Over.
1,977. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we could write a song here, get him over 2,000.
No, they didn't used to make music in Michael Jordan's day. Like,
do you have to say the full name, or can you say MJ?
And all the rappers nowadays, they don't even know who Michael Jordan is.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, no, we
got his
we
sneakers.
Just
they don't know who
he is. His shoes, that's
yeah.
it.
Oh, that dude, the sneaker designer.
We just went with Michael Jordan. The way I say it is exactly what we looked up.
Okay, got it.
Too many.
Got it.
There's too many.
MJ wouldn't count. MJ's,
why not?
Yeah, MJ
he's
should
He's better
count.
Known for MJ than Michael
yeah.
Jordan.
I don't know. Too many variations.
Jay, you lost. That
I know, but I'm
sorry. If you add MJ and
MJ,
Mike
MJ can, or Mike, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Plus
look, man,
Jordan.
We made this segment up 10 minutes ago. Give us a break here.
There you go.
LeBron, over under 7,000 times that his name has been mentioned.
I would say over.
Yeah. I would say over.
Bron, over also, yeah.
Bron, yeah.
Under 5,883.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they could chop it up a lot of different ways. King
yeah, LeBron,
James, LeBron,
King
LBJ.
Him, yeah.
He's going to chop it up a lot of different ways.
It's got to be a name that you need the whole name to understand who it is.
Muhammad Ali, over under 1,000.
I'll say under because you took a low number and Ali fought a million years ago.
I'll say over.
I'd say under, too.
Yeah, it's under 883. Mike Tyson.
He used to be the most famous dude in the world, Muhammad Ali.
Mike Tyson, 2,500, over under.
Under.
I'll take under. Over. I'll take over on Mike.
1,976.
Calling Mike Tyson. You
yeah,
should
Tyson,
know that.
Tyson, Mike, Iron Mike.
I know just as much boxing as you. So
yeah, that's right. That's right. Iron Mike.
I think I was at 60 yeah. something.
Yeah. I know more basketball than I know boxing, according to the people, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, Iron Mike.
Mike,
yeah, all these, yeah.
All right, so we put this one together. Magic and Bird. How many times has Magic and Bird been in lyrics?
Well, now you're asking us for
500
the number?
Times.
1,000 over under.
Under. Oh.
Under, yeah.
I'll say.
Oh, together? Yeah, yeah, under still. Still under.
I'll say over.
It's over. 1,533.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what we learned today through all this, but.
yeah, I don't. That we can't Google back here, probably.
So the most culturally relevant athlete that we've seen as far as Kobe, right?
Yeah.
And, okay. and you
and who's second, Steph?
Tom Brady, actually.
You
oh,
know
no, Michael
it,
Jordan,
what's interesting
sorry.
About Kobe Bryant.
Wait, what's Steph?
Is,
where's Steph
was,
at?
It was Kobe Bryant that you Googled, right? Not just Kobe?
No, it was just Kobe.
Oh, Kobe.
See, that's a trick, though.
Yeah,
yeah but Kobe. We did that with LeBron, too.
You said just LeBron or LeBron James?
Just LeBron.
Okay.
But no one really calls him Kobe. Like, Kobe is how you refer. Everyone knows who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I guess LeBron's the same thing, though.
Yeah.
LeBron, King James.
Yeah. Black Mamba, though.
Black Mamba.
It depends yeah. on, yeah, Black Mamba.
Yeah, you know who the
Where's
original...
Allen Iverson? What's up with AI?
AI, right? You know who the original Black Mamba was? Roger Mayweather, Floyd's uncle. Roger Mayweather was
yeah,
called
see,
the Black Mamba.
I told him that because I know more boxing than Max.
Yeah, just put me up on that.
Just
crazy.
Put him up on that.
I put
All right,
up
that was brought to you
stuff.
By Keyshawn, J. Will, and If.
Yeah, If was a fifth. Well,
anything is possible. Where's Drunk Clay when you need him?
You want to do a phone call or something before we get out of here? Take some calls?
Yes. Where's the phone call? Here we go.
Let's do a phone call. Why not?
Jeff in Long Island.
Why do you talk like that?
Morning, fellas. Thanks Good. For taking my call.
Good What's morning. Up, Jeff?
Jeff.
I don't know how you guys have LeBron way above Steph. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Steph has three on LeBron's head alone.
What are you
and
talking
LeBron,
about? Wait,
Steph
hold on. Right, Jeff.
What
are
you mean,
talking
Jeff?
About?
Come on, guys.
What are you talking about,
you mean
Jeff?
Greatest of all time, Jeff?
No, come on, man.
Jeff, they played each other.
He hit the greatest shot of
Jeff,
all time.
Jeff, they played each other in 2015. LeBron was so much better than
LeBron
Steph.
Like
he took the series
15,
six games without Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving. He was so much better than Steph that on the losing team, he got four votes for Finals MVP. Steph got none. He was better than Steph in 15. He was better than Steph in 16. He won the Finals. Then Steph got KD on a 73-win squad. Of course he's going to win, but how can you compare Steph to LeBron?
Is LeBron getting triple team like the way Steph is? Is anyone isolating away Jordan from the play? like the way Kyrie did to hit the greatest
LeBron
shot of all time.
James played, like, the problem is, not only has he been a greater player throughout his career, not only has he been more responsible for more winning, but when they went head-to-head, it wasn't close. No one ever watched those series and said, I wonder if Steph is as good as LeBron. No one thought that. So how, it's very difficult to make the Steph
argument.
All right,
Wilson in Louisiana.
Wilson in Louisiana.
So the argument earlier with Brady and Manning, Keith, I think you kind of downplayed the whole any quarterback can go to the line of scrimmage and make adjustments. I mean, like Jace and Max said, it is levels to it. You don't think you would have had – you already have like a borderline Hall of Fame career now. So you don't think if you had Peyton – for 10-plus years, your numbers would have been outrageous compared to
if I would have had Testaverde for a significant amount of my career, my numbers would have been crazy. You obviously didn't hear Robert Griffin III say the same thing, and he played the position at a high level for 8 years. Don't get fooled. Nobody is diminishing Peyton Manning, but don't get fooled by people on television telling you how smart one quarterback is versus another. That's what happens when we start watching television. This guy's way smarter than this. I mean, they all smart.
But what about the point that there are levels even at the highest level?
Of course
level?
There's yeah. levels even at the highest level.
If you
level.
Would have had Peyton Manning your whole career, would then your numbers – what your?
I would have 20,000 yards. If I had Tom Brady my whole career, I might have 25,000. Vinny Testaverde, 20,000. That's just the way it is when guys at a certain level or a certain way. Having Jay as my point guard in the 2-on-2 –
yeah.
Allow me to shoot.
Right.
Had I had Max,
yeah,
as my point guard, I'd be in trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble.
No way we're even coming close to winning.
Fortunately, on this team, we don't assign credit and blame. We just win together.
Yes.
If you lose, y'all two lose by yourselves. But if we win, we win together. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we all contributed in our own ways.
Did this man really just call and say that Steph is better than LeBron James?
Yeah, he said that.
I had to refrain.
The problem with sports talk radio sometimes is people don't listen. Yeah. And when they listen, they hear what they want to hear.
Trigger
that's
words.
The problem with radio. If you don't jeez. Listen, what's the point?
I try to tell you
get
all
in
time.
On the you get in on the last word, and then you call Greeny, in and scream at us.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.